A bill aimed at strengthening the Americans with Disabilities Act may not be what it seems. The U.S. House could vote this week on the ADA Education and Reform Act of 2017, which would give businesses accused of not complying with the law a grace period to fix alleged infractions on their properties before they are subject to litigation. Proponents claim it'll curb frivolous lawsuits, but Marilyn Golden with the Disabilities Rights Education and Defense Fund argues more lawsuits filed under the ADA are not about money, but instead well-meaning efforts to make buildings more accessible.
If this bill passed, it would be very, very damaging for the civil rights of people with disabilities. It would mean businesses had no incentive to comply voluntarily with the law. Businesses could just take a wait-and-see attitude.
ADA enforcement essentially relies on people with disabilities challenging violations. Golden says the legislation would complicate the complaint process and greatly lengthen the time it takes to bring a business into compliance. The House could vote on the bill as early as Wednesday. The ADA has been law for 28 years, which Golden says means businesses have had ample time to understand the law's requirements and comply. And she contends it's not an onerous process.
Right in the law, it says it means easily accomplishable and able to be carried out without much difficulty or expense. So whatever is cheap and easy for them, in a sense.
She adds that while it's an issue that may not impact people without disabilities now, it very well could in the future.
As our average age gets older, more and more people will be hampered or excluded by the barriers in buildings that just may be left in place because of this bill.
Opponents also note the bill was not crafted with the consultation of the disability rights community. For Public News Service, I'm Veronica Carter.